I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist. He's penned an article, as usual, for the Farm Doc Daily website. You can look it up at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Those are released each and every Monday from him. There's one there every day of the week from the Ag Economist here on campus and other universities across the Corn Belt. Todd, thanks for being with us. You took a look back at last week's production numbers as released by the United States Department of Agriculture, made some assessments, and wrote something about that. What'd you write about this week?
I was going back through the production numbers and, you know, looking at what corn and soybean production looks like. Of course, everybody knows the yields went up, which was not what everybody wanted to hear or see, but it did increase the production numbers, and we basically didn't see the kind of negative response we would expect in harvest price futures prices. I think it's just because people aren't really believing those numbers right now. And while that might be the case, and even if we do see some pullback in the yield levels into October, we're still looking at a lot of beans around the world and a lot of corn that we're carrying into this 17-18 marketing year, and the potential as we move into South America's planting season. So the idea that it's productive, right now we're thinking about supply a lot. We really need consumption this marketing year to support our prices. So I talk about the production numbers and, you know, what we're seeing state to state. And even I'm a little skeptical about these numbers, especially in Iowa and Illinois and parts of Missouri. Like, we saw the drought monitor last week. Huge areas of those states and in Kansas are in abnormally dry to drought conditions. And, you know, how's that going to affect the finishing of soybeans and some late planted corn? You know, we might see a yield hit there, but is it going to be enough to really drop production down to be a market mover? I'm not so sure about that right now.
Emerson Nafsicker, for those who paid attention, wrote an article over the weekend and posted to the Crop Sciences Pest Management Development Bulletin, and you can look that up if you'd like. Just search for Pest Management and Crop Sciences, Illinois, and you'll find it. But suggested that, you know, these crops actually have made it through the summer really quite good, and a lot of it, despite the fact that we've had really dry conditions, was due to the very cool weather. So something to pay attention to there, and something I know you were thinking about. So turn your attention a little bit to the consumption side. Demand for soybeans has been really good at this time of year. I knew there have been some more, I think, soybeans than most had expected on the export market.
Yeah, I didn't write about it today, but the export inspection numbers came out this morning, and we're above last year's pace for soybean exports, which is good. It's good news, right? I don't know if this is low price taking or, you know, that demand's really there right now. It feels to me like when I'm looking at the market, this is a good signal. Also, the NOPA crush numbers were out for August, and they were much higher than people expected. I think it's 142 million bushels NOPA crush. You know, if you relate that to what the USDA crush number normally is, it's normally higher than that. So we may see, you know, 10 million more bushels of crush in the final 16-17 marketing year. And exports higher, which would be a good thing. Because we keep seeing that ending stocks number for soybeans in 16-17 marketing year coming down through USDA's monthly reports. And, you know, in the end, it may be around 330, I'm thinking, for soybeans. Corn's still going to be well up there, even though we've seen some strength in the corn consumption. We're really going to carry out a lot of corn regardless of.
So it really is about the balance of supply and consumption both. And while after the USDA report, the numbers didn't move lower as many thought, especially for the soybeans, given the size of the yield and the production totals, is it that consumption is built into the futures price and the idea that there would be much of a bump in this marketplace, maybe not so much? I think that's where you stand, but I'm not certain.
Yeah, I think the market's responding to what we're seeing in global signals on soybean consumption right now. Corn has been sort of bound in a range, you know, between 350 and 355. And I don't see that coming out of that anytime soon with the larger crop. And while we've had good consumption, we're still carrying out quite a bit. and you know, I talk about it briefly in what I wrote today. You know, South America, Argentine corn production looks like it's going to be up, while their soybean numbers may be down. Brazilian corn production is going to be down. You know, China, they've eaten through a bunch of their ending stocks in corn, but while China produces a lot of corn, you know, we don't really think of them on the international trade market all that much. So when you see these world ending stocks numbers for corn going down, the majority of that's China grinding through their ending stocks, lowering their ending stocks numbers year over year. Corn, I think, is going to be range bound for quite a while unless we see some surprise in production. So, you know, that we lost a nickel on the seasonal average, or a dime on the seasonal average price that USDA put out. For us to get outside that range, we're going to really need a consumption spark, something really strong to drive up corn prices. I was much more bullish on corn prices earlier in the year, but I was penciling a lot lower yield than what we're currently seeing. So
we'll see what happens in October.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, and before then, we'll see the grain stocks number, so we'll get that balance sheet.
Yeah, next week I'll probably talk about what I think the corn balance sheet will be at the end of 16-17. I've been working through some numbers. I mean, I don't think it's where USD currently has it, but I don't think it's going to be below 2.3 billion bushels. So we're still going to have a lot of beginning stocks to work through for corn on top of this yield number. You know, on top of the fact that, you know, corn exports haven't been as strong thus far in the marketing year as we saw last year, even though we're really getting good ethanol grind. And, you know, USDA pulled back their projections for industrial use for corn in 17-18. They pulled back their ethanol use mainly on reduction in ethanol exports, it looks like, which I've been talking about for a while. Feed and residual went up, which I'm in agreement with that. So we'll see what 17-18 looks like. I think there's good demand out there for corn, but we have a lot of corn in the United States and globally. I mean, the ending stocks are, looks like they're going to increase a little bit. So we'll see how it all goes when it's said and done.
We'll look forward to seeing more from you on the Farm Doc Daily website. Thanks so much. That, of course, is Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.